Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Welcome to Curaleaf, a medical marijuana dispensary. Whether you're a longtime patient or you're just getting acquainted with this incredible plant, Curaleaf of Pennsylvania is honored to guide you along your medical marijuana journey. Visit us soon at our new State College location. Dustin Hawkins with here from Penn Live. I've got your Penn State talking points for Saturday, July 9th. Starting with the big news from late Friday afternoon, Penn State landed another commitment in its 2023 recruiting class in Elliott Washington. He's a four-star defensive back from Venice High School in Venice, Florida. He flipped to Penn State from Alabama, was also taking a long look at Michigan State, had taken official visits to both of those schools in June, and it looked like a flip was forthcoming. Penn State clearly made an impact on him on his official visit and landed him. He's a four-star, likely to be a cornerback. He's listed as a safety by Rivals and 247. He's listed as a cornerback by On3, which is his likely future position at Penn State. He is the third defensive back from the state of Florida in this Penn State class, now has five commitments from Alabama and Florida players and five commitments from Pennsylvania players. So a little bit of a different look in this class. And yet again, going down that southern road on Friday and got a really, really good player in Elliott Washington. First thought looking at him as he's 5'11", about 195 pounds. He has outstanding quick feet and he can cover. Hips and feet are big deals at the cornerback position, so it would make a world of sense to try to utilize those skills at cornerback. But he does look like the guy who is big enough, athletic enough to maybe make that transition from cornerback to safety down the road if Penn State deems that's the best thing for him and best thing for the defense. He was an Alabama commit for a reason. He's got a special skill set. He's got the chops to play cornerback, and I think he's got the coverage skills, could be a pretty special safety as well. His frame and his skill set, his talent as a rising high school senior, looks a little bit like Keaton Ellis back when he was coming out of state college. And you saw how Keaton Ellis' career has progressed. He's played a pretty valuable role at cornerback, but you saw him make the move to safety, made a very quick transition to safety, in fact, last year, and now he's in the mix for a starting job there this fall. Either way, the Lions got a really good player, whether he's a cornerback, a safety, wherever they choose to play him. He's ranked number 110 in the 24/7 Sports composite rankings. The news of Elliott Washington's commitment comes on the heels of a rough Thursday afternoon for Penn State. First thing that happened was Penn State lost quarterback commit Marcus Stokes. He's a kid from the state of Florida. He flipped to the Florida Gators on Thursday, said his recruitment was officially locked down. Tough timing for this. A lot of quarterbacks commit early in the cycle. Penn State got an early commitment from Marcus Stokes. Looked like they were done at that spot. Now he decommits and Penn State is back on the market for a cornerback. He announced it on Thursday, said he was shutting it down. Leaves Penn State in a tight spot. You look at the 24/7 Sports composite rankings, 22 of the top 25 quarterbacks in the nation in those rankings are currently committed someplace else. Penn State likely missed the boat on a couple other guys who aren't currently committed. A guy like Dylan Lonergan, for example, from the state of Georgia, is a Penn State legacy, but I think the ship has sailed with him. Penn State doesn't really look like they've got much of a shot to get back in the mix after turning their attention someplace else. Lions do have some options, though. A guy like J.J. Cole is one to watch. He did hold a Penn State offer before he ultimately committed to Iowa State. He's from the state of Iowa. You could have another target or two emerge a little bit later in the cycle, too. Penn State could go back to the drawing board and reevaluate the guys that they've seen. the guys that they've liked and the guys that they've offered, and they can make a new push on some familiar faces. Penn State has been in this position before. Looking at 2018, for example, Justin Fields from the state of Georgia ended up flipping to Georgia later in the cycle. Penn State's plan B at that point in time was Will Levis from Connecticut. And that turned out pretty well for everybody. Tommy Stevens was another plan B guy for Penn State along the way here. So Penn State does have a precedent here of signing good quarterbacks even after their plan A moves on. So we'll see what they have up their sleeves here for the rest of the 2023 cycle. On paper right now, doesn't look like a very promising situation, but the Penn State coaching staff has proven before that they can plow through that and still get a good player out of this situation. Welcome to Curaleaf, a medical marijuana dispensary. Whether you're a longtime patient or you're just getting acquainted with this incredible plant, Curaleaf of Pennsylvania is honored to guide you along your medical marijuana journey. Have questions? Visit us at Curaleaf.com or stop in to see us at any of our locations, including our new State College dispensary located at 1248 South Atherton Street. Let's talk medical marijuana. And let our confidence become yours. Not long after Marcus Stokes flipped to Florida, another big Penn State target actually committed to Florida. This was another surprise, though he did come from the state of Florida. Treyon Webb from Jacksonville Trinity Christian Academy. He ended up committing to Florida not long after Marcus Stokes decommitted from Penn State. Took perhaps Penn State's best running back off the board in this cycle. Really, you were looking at two guys in this cycle. One was Treyon Webb. One was London Montgomery from Scranton Prep. Webb was viewed as a Penn State lean for weeks leading up to this, which made Thursday's news all the more surprising. He's 6'1", about 200 pounds, really, really good runner. But London Montgomery also looks like a really good runner. He's a three-star or a four-star, depending on where you look. It looked like it was just a matter of time before Treyon Webb was ready to commit to Penn State. That's where all the movement was headed in his 24/7 Sports crystal ball. He had seven consecutive Penn State predictions on 24/7 Sports before Thursday when he pulled a bit of a surprise and picked Florida instead. Florida now suddenly goes from being criticized on the recruiting trail to getting a little bit of good momentum going under first-year coach Billy Napier. Penn State at the running back spot, just like at the quarterback spot, will be moving on to another top target. The number one on that list is likely London Montgomery from Scranton Prep. Last but not least today, Penn State welcomed four new offensive linemen as part of its latest group of arrivals. Three freshmen, one transfer. These guys just fresh on campus, getting their legs under them in advance of training camp. Hunter Norzad, the big transfer from Cornell. Malik McNeil, 6'7", 350 pounds. Vega Ioane from Washington and Drew Shelton from Nazareth. From Nazareth, Downingtown West, I'm sorry. Mark Brennan from Lions 247 caught up with current Penn State players about that group of linemen and got their thoughts. He talked to them during Lift for Life a couple weeks ago. There were some big words of praise across the board, but especially for Norzad. Nick Dawkins, Penn State's young center, talked about Norzad's intelligence and the fact that he learned the playbook. He had arrived with knowledge of the playbook from the beginning to the end of it. Obviously, being an Ivy League guy, not much of a surprise there. Landon Tangwall, the redshirt freshman guard, called Norzad a super athlete, praised his strength and athleticism. He could be a real factor in the competition at right guard. He's one of five players mentioned by James Franklin as potential starters there at the two guard spots where they're looking to fill two starting jobs. Hunter Norzad had made 20 straight starts at Cornell at right tackle. He was a third-team All-American by Phil Steele. He looks like a really good player. He's been praised for his toughness, his athleticism, strength, all that, all the things that you're looking for in an offensive lineman. It would appear Hunter Norzad has them. And right now, you know, Sal Wormley was penciled in as the likely starter at right guard at the beginning of spring. But Hunter Norzad will likely be a factor here at one of those two guard spots. It's hard to believe that he'll be kept out of the starting lineup for the entirety of the 2022 season. But at the very least, even if that were to unfold, he should help elevate the level of play from Penn State's young guys in that competition. So it'll be a fun competition to watch unfold this summer. Look for Hunter Norzad to be a really big factor in that. And feedback from his current teammates kind of tells the whole story there. Thanks for tuning into this edition of the Blue White Breakdown. As always, be sure to follow along the daily Penn State podcast from Penn Live. Those can be found everywhere podcasts are. Everything else we do is available at pennlive.com/PennStateFootball. And we'll see you next time here on the Blue White Breakdown. Welcome to Curaleaf, a medical marijuana dispensary. Whether you're a longtime patient or you're just getting acquainted with this incredible plant, Curaleaf of Pennsylvania is honored to guide you along your medical marijuana journey. Visit us soon at our new State College location.